South Australian author Fiona McCallum has just released her third novel. It's called Wattle Creek, which I have to say is a really enjoyable read and will strike a real chord with anyone who lives or has lived in a rural area or a country town. And it's falling into what these days is known as the farm lit genre and canvasses a number of issues, such as a professional moving from the big city to the country, the tradition of the family farm, which we all know about, and the often taboo subject of suicide and some of the pressures that are placed on farming families. Fiona McCallum, good morning.
Good morning, Ashley.
You grew up on the Eyre Peninsula.
I certainly did, near Cleve, small town in rural Eyre Peninsula.
So this particular town of Wattle Creek, is that based on Cleve or is it a fictitious town?
Well, people that know, it is fictitious, but because there is no Wattle Creek as such, but people who know Cleve might recognise some of the landmarks and the streets, although lots of towns in South Australia are laid out the same, so you never know.
But there are some references to South Australia in the book, which I thought was really lovely. I think Port Lincoln gets a mention at one stage, and Adelaide, I think Hyde Park, a few places like that that people would instantly recognise.
I love South Australia, so I like to slot those little references in, because people like to identify with places that they've been and lived, I think.
Now, your publishers have put you in what they call the farm lit genre, but for people who don't know, I mean, what is farm lit? We all know what crime is and we know what romance is, but how do they define farm lit?
Well, someone once said to me in the publishers, I'll stick a tree in and you can make it farm lit.
Okay, so, it's as simple as that.
So it's general fiction and trees. It's rural. So I consider it popular fiction, but it is just rural setting.
Do you like being put into a particular category like that, or do you think it's a bit limiting to say that this is a farm-lit novel rather than just a good read?
I think initially I was a bit concerned, but that's marketing, and marketers know what they're doing. Mm. And I apparently know how to write a reasonable story, but I know nothing about marketing books. And my books have been selling really well, so I can't complain. I think a lot of the other authors within that subgenre write more romance-based stories. So often I think readers may think that I'm more a romance-focused writer, which does concern me because my stories are more journey of self-discovery with a romantic element as opposed to straight-out romance, boy meets girl, falls in love, end of story. Mm.
Is that a bit driven from yourself, though?
The journey of self-discovery, absolutely. I'm blessed with having lived some contrasts in my life. I grew up on the Eyre Peninsula. I was the daughter of a farm family. I married a farmer when I was way too young, didn't work out. Ended up in Melbourne and then Sydney, did the corporate thing, came back to Adelaide. So I've settled sort of halfway in between. But during my journey, I discovered what I really wanted to do with my life, where my passion lay, and that's being a novelist. So that journey of self-discovery is my own, where you discover where your heart lies and you make really tough decisions to make that happen.
Hmm. When did you know you wanted to be a writer, though?
I think I've always dabbled. It was never a serious career option, because when you're raised with really practical people like farmers, it's not something that's ever really discussed. It's a hobby. So at 9, I wanted to be the next Ina Blight, and that was that was an amusing little thing for a 9-year-old, I guess, but not seriously. But I've always dabbled, and at the age of 26, I got the opportunity to go to university for the first time, and I didn't know what else to do, so I did something that interested me. So I studied a Bachelor of Arts in Professional Writing and loved it. But came out of uni thinking, well, literary style is the be-all and end-all. Mm. And I don't like to read that and I don't like to write it. I like the more down-to-earth commercial style. And so I wasn't going to write anything again. And then I did a New Age self-development course in Sydney and had a light bulb moment that I was going to be a novelist. Mm. And that was that.
Did that Bachelor of Arts in Professional Writing help you, do you think, in your development as an author, as a writer?
Absolutely. It taught a lot of good skills about story structure, the nuts and bolts and theory. And it also taught me what I didn't want to do, which I think is equally as important. And I loved it. It was great fun.
We're talking to Fiona McCallum, who's a South Australian author, and we're talking, well, we will in a moment talk about Wattle Creek because I want to explore that a bit further. But I'm interested, as someone who's written now three books, you've got a fourth one potentially to be published as well. But when you set about writing a book, do you have the whole story in mind? Have you got a beginning and an end, or do you start with an idea and then work towards an end? How does it progress?
Okay, it's a bit of a long answer to this.
That's okay. Because I am fascinated as to how you do it.
Everything with me is a long story, I'm afraid. Well, an idea can pop into the head, and often it's a question of what if. What if, for instance, with Wattle Creek, what if a farmer had found himself on this land through just sheer chance, and he's inherited it, and then down the track he realises that, actually, I'm really not loving it. Then what does he do? And that's where the seed of it often starts. And then I'm a bit obsessively organised, so I tend to get the whole story planned out before I start to write. So I know what my beginning, middle, end will be. But having said that, I do allow the characters a bit of freedom, because I think that the things that you discover along the way with the story and the characters actually add a lot of great stuff to a story. So I'll have the basic idea and how it will end and how it will generally move the way through. And a character has to undergo a major moral change in order for a story to actually work successfully. So I know what that journey basically will be. And then it's a matter of just filling in the gaps. It's like having the bare bones and then all planned out, and then you just write around it and add the bits.
Well, it is, I really enjoyed it because you've got some great characters in Wattle Creek, and I'm also conscious, being a fictional novel, we don't want to give away the whole story because that's just going to ruin it for people. But in essence, it's a young psychologist, Jacqueline, who moves from the city to take up a post in the country, and that's happening all the time. I'm sure there are professionals moving from the city to the country, and that's really the starting point in some ways, isn't it? But then it's interwoven with the story of the farmer, the young guy who's taken over the family farm. Damien runs it with his mum, and there'll be a lot of farmers in that same situation. Dad died at a young age, so it's mum and dad and mum and the son running the farm, and a lot of pressures and challenges, aren't there, for him?
There are, Well, Jacqueline's actually escaping her own issues, so she's got a reason for being there. But she lands in this really small country town and has to face a whole different culture, really, because there's a really different way of life in the country, and there's a different set of politics and culture that goes on. And so she has to get to grips with that pretty quickly if she is going to, get people to come and see her as a psychologist. But then you're right, there's Damien, who is running the farm with his mother. And not only does he have the traditional pressures of running a business and dealing with the weather and all the stuff that goes with being a farmer, but he has an additional pressure that even if he realises that he doesn't want to be a farmer, his mother is relying on the proceeds from this farm as well. So in his, heart, he would be letting her down. So that's a big pressure for him. And I think that's what brings him to the brink.
You also bring into the story and touch on it in a very subtle way. It's not over the top. It's not, but it's an issue that a lot of people would be able to relate to. And that's the problem of the pressures, the mental pressures that are on a lot of people living on the land, and the issue of suicide, which no one likes to talk about. It's still pretty much a taboo topic, but you are able to weave that into the story as well with a happy ending.
It's always a happy ending with me, Ashley.
But it's a serious topic, though, at the same time.
It is a very serious topic, and I hope I've done it in a light way because I wanted to bring a bit of publicity to it because, as you say, it is taboo. And I think farmers out there, a lot of the occupations to do with farming are lonely. Sitting on a tractor, mustering sheep, all of those things, you're on your own. And you get too much time to think. And, you dwell on things and you don't have the distractions of having to talk to other people. And so I think it's really tough.
It's you've got some lovely other characters in the book too, though. I mean, and as I say, if you've lived in the country, you can relate to most of them. You've got the lovely neighbour who lives across the road, Ethel, and you've got the what appears at times the grumpy town doctor, Dr. Squire, who Jacqueline goes to work for. So there are some lovely characters interwoven through the whole story. And then you also capture that community spirit at one stage, without giving away the storylines, obviously.
Yes, and... yeah, trying not to give away the story. But, yeah, it does show how communities band together in a crisis. And that's I've observed it. And it's great, and it's such an uplifting thing to watch and be a part of. And I think that, you know, with the media around the fires at King Lake and the floods in Queensland, wider city communities have seen what small communities do in a crisis. And so I think that a lot more people than country will relate to my books.
Mm. We're talking to Fiona McCallum on Weekend. She's a local South Australian author and just has had published her third novel, which is called Wattle Creek. Now, can I put something to you?
Absolutely.
I think there's a sequel in Wattle Creek.
Do you now?
Absolutely. Well, the way you've left the story at the end, and as I said, we're not going to give anything away because it is a lovely read, and we'll leave that for people to explore themselves. But I really believe you've got a sequel there.
Well...
you don't think so?
Well, never say never, Ashley.
Had you never thought of it?
No, because in my mind... and it's funny how writers and readers look at a story completely differently. To me, Damien's story is done. Damien has achieved what he needed to achieve and learn in his journey. And so for me, that's the end. Whereas readers will often want to know more, even though as from a writer point of view, and as I said earlier, you in order to make a successful story, they need to undergo a major change in their moral journey. But never say never. It's interesting because I was never going to write a sequel to my second book, Nowhere Else, but that's now on the cards. So okay. Who knows? You could give me some tips, though.
No. I think you've done quite well. The last thing you want is any advice from me, but I just think I will watch with interest. If I see a Wattle Creek 2 come up, I'll be putting my hand out for a share of the royalties.
Good on you.
But what are you working on at the moment? Anything?
Well, at the moment, I'm working on a trilogy that actually features a town called Wattle Creek. So I'm going to keep the area and use different characters in that area.
Well, we wish you well with whatever you decide to come up with. It's been lovely to talk to you this morning. And success with Wattle Creek. It is a lovely read. And I do like your writing style. I think it's lovely. And you don't go over the top with your descriptions either. Some writers, you know, someone enters the room and they describe the room down to the nth detail, whereas you've got that description, but it's enough.
Well, thank you.
It's succinct. I like it.
That's lovely. Really I must have a good editor.
You must. I think you've done very well. Thanks for joining us, Fiona.
Thanks very much, Ashley.
That's Fiona McCallum, South Australian author, grew up on the Eyre Peninsula near Cleve, and her third novel is called Wattle Creek.